إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in the Quran: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. He says, O believers, have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that we should be conscious of Him, we should be aware of Him, and we should protect ourselves from His punishment and His wrath. And we shouldn't allow ourselves to die except in a state of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin my khutbah by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost to send blessings and prayers upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa an'am wa barik ala nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Amma ba'd, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. In my past khutbah, I spoke about this idea of tarbiyah. So the title of my last khutbah was, what are we preparing our youth for? And I asked this question, and I said that 101 tarbiyah is asking ourselves as parents, we should always be concerned about what is the purpose of our tarbiyah. What are we actually exactly preparing our youth for? And I spoke in my first khutbah about how to raise real men. And I spoke about this idea of teaching our youth, our sons, how to be uncomfortable. Because we definitely see, even in the workplace, there is, you know, this high rate of turnover from the fresh graduates that coming into a workplace. Or there is high rate in divorce when it comes to the first 5 years of marriage. And if you really ask yourself, what is the reason behind this? Well, there are different reasons. But on the top of this list is that our youth did not learn how to be uncomfortable. So what happens is when they first encounter an issue or a problem or a challenge, they quit. So I spoke about this, I elaborated a lot on this, and I give some examples from the Sunnah and from the Quran about how Allah has shaped the character of the prophets and how the prophets themselves went through, you know, journey of hardships just for them to be eventually those prophets that we look up to. In today's khutbah, I want to talk about what exactly are we doing to prepare our daughters to becoming responsible / successful wife and mothers, future successful wives and mothers. What exactly we're doing? First, did we ask ourselves this question? Because sometimes we get, you know, lost in the process. Taking care of your child is different than raising your child. Taking care of your child is basically your concern about all the daily logistics, dropping them off from school, picking them up, you know, providing for your children. This is great, mashallah. But that's taking care of your child. You didn't do any tarbiyah yet. The tarbiyah is the hardest job in the world. How to invest in your children's personal development and character development. And what is your goal? And how are you going to get to that goal? Well, when it comes to our daughters, I have 4 or 5 tarbiyah tips for you today, inshallah ta'ala, that we all can benefit from, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, when it comes to raising our daughters. Tip number one, first and foremost, we really need to teach our children that their honor and their worth is not determined by the way they look. And I repeat it again. Their honor and their value, their worth, is not determined by their external beauty. Because what happens is we live in such a hyper-sexualized society that enforces this idea of being attractive. Your value is coming from being attractive. The more attractive you are to men, the more respect you get. And it's sad, and it's there. And our daughters are facing this challenge, even in social media industry. In order for them to get, you know, that high social status, just like those influencers, they need to look in a certain way, or they need to dress in a certain way. Rather, our deen is teaching us that your external, you know, beauty does not determine who you are, really. What determines that your value and your worth is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, and your character. So that is something that so many, you know, daughters, our daughters are really facing this from the society, facing this pressure from the society, and we really need to focus on this idea of, as long as you fulfill your duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you carry a good character, this is what matters. This is what matters. You know, the effect of this as well is that we see a lot of our daughters trying to seek validation from others on social media, posting all of these pictures, just try to fit in. Try to, just because the society is telling us we have to look in a certain way, then I have to look, you know, that way so I get this respect and this attention. So I go and try constantly seeking validation from others. Number two, and I think it's as important as the first point, which is sometimes we pressure our daughters to be, you know, to change who they are. What I mean by this, the society has specific standards on what it means to be, you know, strong and what it means to be weak. Certain definitions that we inherited from society that we want to implement it within our daughters. I'll give you an example. For example, some of us, we pressure our daughters, well, don't be emotional, don't be sensitive, because this is a sign of weakness. Rather, don't show emotions, be strong, because this is what society defines as strength. Well, when we look at the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's traditions, we'll be surprised, because he defined it differently. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time when his son passed away, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started crying. And then when the men, the Arab men at that time, just looked at the Prophet and they found him, you know, crying, they didn't process this. It's like, what are you doing? You're crying? You're a man, you're crying? What is that? They didn't process this. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam connected this, showing emotions, to rahmah, to mercy. And what mercy is? Mercy is a godly attribute. Mercy is one of the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the most merciful. So here, Rasulullah is defining things differently, different than what society is teaching us. In another hand, we tell our boys, you know, you can show your emotions because you're strong, but if you show some anger, you know, from the outside, we'll look at you as someone, okay, you're harsh, you're tough, you're a tough man, and that's a sign of strength. Now, looking at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam traditions, you will find this is absolutely wrong as well. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa al-qawiy bis-sur'ah." وَلَكِنَّ الْقَوِيِّ مَنْ يَتَمَالَكْ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. He said, the strongest man is not really the one who wrestles. The strongest man is the one who is able to control that anger. So you see what I'm saying? There are absolutely different definitions and what it means to be strong and what it means to be weak. So why we're going through that trap and putting so much pressure on our daughters to change who they are. So don't be emotional, don't even cry. You can't do that. They will, you know, you will be taken advantage of. We hear this constantly. And what's actually happening is adding tremendous pressure on their shoulders. Step number three, well, some of us, we make this common mistake again when raising our daughters. Either we tell them, like I said, just share some characteristics of men that we believe that these characteristics, signs of, you know, strength, which I explained that all of these standards are messed up in through the lens of the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But now there is another approach that I really think that's harming our daughters as well. Is this idea, no differences at all. You don't need to be like a man for you to be as strong, but you don't really acknowledge that there are differences at all. No differences. And I'll give you an example of this so it can actually highlight what I'm trying to explain. Experts say that in any interaction of men and women, there is this cycle that they call it the crazy cycle. So what does this mean exactly? They say that most of women look in a relationship, when it comes to a relationship with men, look for more of care and love. They want to be cared for, they want to be loved for. While men, they look for respect. Again, that's just a case study. Even if this is not very accurate, that's fine, but the thought process behind it is very accurate. This is exactly what I'm trying to get across. So they say, how this, you know, crazy circle functions, they say, now, whenever the man feels disrespected, he shows harshness and toughness towards the woman. And at this woman, she's getting less care and less love. And when she gets less care and less love, she shows more harshness. So the man feels more disrespected. And so he shows more of harshness. And it's a cycle. It's ongoing. And so experts say the only way to solve this is to break that cycle. We ask women to show unconditional respect. We ask men to show unconditional love and care. No, you know, excuses for not showing those items. Well, even we can say, well, but also men look for love and care, and also women look for respect. I get this point, but my main point about this example is the thought process, understanding our differences. For the sake of time, I really think this is a conversation that we need to continue, inshallah ta'ala, in future khutbas. But for today, the last, you know, tarbiyah tip when it comes to our daughters, one of the common mistakes that, in my opinion, it's really damaging our daughters, is this idea of go and get a degree just in case you fail in your marriage relationship. This is very problematic, in my opinion. Why? Because you are setting up for failure. They're gonna use that degree to fail. Rather, we say, go and get this degree because you need to develop as a person. It's for your own personal development. It's for your own worth. It's basically to help you see the worldview differently. You are going to be educated. It's for your own self. So this is, we see this is as a repetitive behavior where we actually emphasize the idea that your degree is your support once you get married. Once you go with this conditioning idea, if I only fail, then I have something, you know, as a backup, then they're gonna use that degree to fail. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد في الأولين، وصل وسلم وأنعم على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين، وصل وسلم وأنعم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا، وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أقول قولي هذا وأقم الصلاة.
Thank you.